Obligations there for trustees is the upkeep, maintenance, and insurance should have the attention, and it says annually, but I disagree. I think it's a kind of a constant thing, for the preservation and care of all properties, which would be owned by Iowa Yearly Meeting. Now, one thing I think that is a little bit of a dilemma in Iowa Yearly Meeting that we've talked about once in a while at our board meetings, we're not sure what all properties belong to Iowa Yearly Meeting. Right, the individual churches, some of them are done in such a way that, like, for example, Earlham. If Earlham would decide to close down or would be defunct, Iowa Yearly Meeting owns that property. We own Davenport Friends. That's why Tammy doesn't pay all the expenses. Iowa Yearly Meeting pays a lot of them because her church is a new startup church. But when we went, when that church was empty, we had to decide, what are we going to do with this property? So, and that's a case in point of where it had not been kept up. And it was a big property. So we had to invest 20-some thousand dollars just in flooring and carpeting, and then we had lots of volunteers who painted and did that sort of thing. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag of what needs to be done, what is being done, and what should be done. So, but does anybody have any questions about trustees to start with? And we have John on the committee, and Verlin, and John Rains, and Nancy Parsons is on. And Bill Blake. Camp Quaker Heights. And if something happens, like at Davenport, we had a flood a couple months ago. As you know, the Mississippi River flooded severely for months on end. I believe it was a total... The sandbags were up in the little town I grew up in, which is just west of Davenport, for 92 days with potential flooding all the time. And Davenport ended up with 4 inches of water in the lower level that we had just done all new flooring. Thank goodness we got water, kind of waterproof flooring, they say it is. And it was clean water in Davenport. That wasn't the case in the town I grew up in. It was dirty Mississippi mud water. But so who's responsible to take care of that? Well, we had to find people, and it was during the middle of the week. It was very difficult. So my husband and I went up, and Deb Moyer and her husband were going on their anniversary trip, and they came by. And so... We had these great big squeegees. I'd never seen one before, and we had to squeegee out all that water, and we finally got it all done. The problem being that the sump pump is clear over on the southwest corner of the building. Well, the water would have had to have been a lot higher before the sump pump would have ever kicked in. So I don't know who located that in that position originally. But those are just some of the things that, as if you're a trustee on your own church board, you may end up having to do some dirty work. But it's basically just maintenance and care of properties. And even at like Meskwaki and Camp, I don't know every single thing they own. That, okay, if like Mac wants to trade out a van, what vans does he already have if he comes to us for money? You know, those are things we have to take a look at, the same you would with your own churches. So, Phil.
As I remember, church extension, folks are spent funds to put a new roof on that Davenport church. Time gets away, so I don't remember how many years ago.
That was quite a long time ago. It's still in really good shape. We went up on top and looked at it a couple weeks ago, actually, because we blew out all the gutters.
I was going to say it's 10 years or longer.
It's longer than that.
That's too bad.
Yeah, but it's not that much longer. It's good for quite a while, and it's in pretty good shape. But part of it was kind of a tar paper type thing. So again, that will be an expense one day. Hopefully, by the time that expense rolls around, church membership will be up, and Tammy and her church as a congregation will be responsible for it, not Iowa Yearly Meeting and trustees. But if Iowa Yearly Meeting owns the property, then obviously we have to do something to take care of it. And it was a good lesson in not letting properties get neglected.
The other thing with trustees is there are funds that we have available to make loans to individual churches if they say they need a roof, $30,000. You know, we can look at that and potentially loan that money to the church and pay it back to us. So you don't have to go to a bank.
And it's 3%, right? Right. And like Grace started out, wasn't that loan $65,000 originally? Something like that. Is now down to $11,000. And they need a new concrete apron poured for parking because it's all crumpled and crumbled in lots of places, and is really hazardous for somebody to fall and be injured. And so they're coming to us tomorrow night to ask about a loan. So it is a good source of getting funding if you have a project that... How many churches do we have that actually have loans from us now? Three. Okay. Everence does.
Yeah, including having discounted rates when loans are for like energy efficiency.
That's good to know because Earlham is maybe needing some additional wiring type stuff that could be hazardous down the road.
Because frankly, a lot of banks will not loan churches.
Right. That is a sad commentary.
Well, yeah.
That's good to know, too. So any other questions about trustees? Or Verlin, you have any comments?
No.
John? You don't want to talk?
Well, you mentioned some properties. You know, trustees also oversee the yearly meeting facility as far as the office building and the yearly meeting park and stuff like that.
And this year, trustees got together.
And we did a work day.
We did a work day, cleaned up the yearly meeting, cleaned out those outside entrances, which you might not even realize are there. And then one day, Patty and I went up and we painted the bathroom and tidied up the ceiling that had had some crud on it and different things. And so it's...
Yeah, we've got a couple of ash trees there in the park that we've been trying to stave off the emerald ash borer, so we've been treating some trees. And
we did a new sign. In the park.
Yeah, so...
Verlin has good contacts in the area, so he's been very valuable on the committee.
Everybody's been valuable on the committee. So, and, you know, Deb mentions that, you know, a lot of it has to do with the proximity of the board members, too. She's closer to Davenport than any of us. She also has a relation in Davenport, which has been, you know, a godsend also through some of, you know, the obstacles we've had there. So that all works hand in hand. And then we have the financial guru, it was John, to keep us on track.
Very valuable. He has to keep track of the money that none of the rest of us want to deal with. We just want it, right? Right. So he's not in danger of losing his well-paid job through our yearly meeting. Right. So any inside comments you would like to make based on your experience of maybe serving on trustees or on a church trustee board? Terry, you've probably been on trustees for years at Salem, haven't you? Any comments? Have you found solutions? Not enough. And we've been using Zoom to meet because we live all over the state. He lives the furthest west and north, and I live the furthest south and east, and Verlin's kind of in the middle. So it does make it awkward. Whereas in your church boards, at least you all live right there most of the time. And I'd have to say, when we first decided to go ahead and let Tammy take over Davenport Friends, and it's a beautiful church if you've not been there. It was built in the 70s, and it was originally a Baptist church. And so it has the big high beam ceilings, and they're really, it's lovely.
The only negative is that it's not handicapped accessible.
It is not, although they did get, and then now our insurance person in Mount Pleasant says that that's not legal for churches, is one of the stair rail systems with the chairlift. But there in that church, there are so few options because it was built kind of in a different style, like the split foyer homes. You come in and you go up a bunch of stairs or you go down a bunch of stairs, and there's no other option. And but back to the volunteerism, we did have, 30 people that came in the beginning, and we painted the entire building downstairs and upstairs, and really, it is a nice-looking facility, but it does have 2 acres of land. And when you're starting a church, you don't have a lawnmower to mow 2 acres of land. But now Tammy's equipped with her own lawnmower. So, because they were getting charged $200 and the guy was coming every few days. And they don't have that kind of money. So, but volunteerism certainly cannot be underestimated. And we were very appreciative of all the people that came. Any other comments? We have about 5 minutes.
One thing that is available is usually your energy company has rebates. So if you're thinking about converting from, fluorescents or incandescents to LEDs or replacing, these bigger units, Alliant anyway has, I think it's it came out for us anyway, about 50% of the cost was back to us. It's a calculation thing based on how many watts are saved and all that. And you can also get, you don't have to replace the whole unit with these kind anyway. They do make replacement bulbs that are LED bulbs that are just the same design. Yeah. So that's something to consider.
Which for a little small church is pretty important. That $200 may not seem like much.
If you're on a line, they will allow you 50 cents a kilowatt saved. And we figured up for our church, and we went to Van Meter. Oh, I can talk loud enough.
Okay.
We went to Van Meter in Burlington, and we figured it up, and a savings rebate was more than the cost of changing over. However, a line has a 50% limit on your actual cost.
Oh, okay. So 50% is the max that you can save, well, or get. We had to. Yeah. We had to replace the air conditioning, and didn't we get a rebate on that? And a pretty significant one, like $2,000 or something, on putting in new air conditioning at Davenport Friends. So that was a real plus. Any other pearls of wisdom you would like to throw out to us? What was that?
I said, that leaves me out.
Oh, probably leaves most of us out. Well, thank you for coming, and don't know if you gained any knowledge, but we'll sure call on you next time we have a disaster that needs help with. That's what we're best at doing, right? No, we've got a great board. I'm very pleased. Makes it easy to serve on it.